Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 27th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in Luke chapter 1 in verse 57, and I'll read through the end of the chapter. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel. And now from Psalm 134, a song of ascent. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who is the maker of heaven and earth. Now let's turn over to the book of Zechariah. Today we are in chapter 3, but before we read, I want to kind of give us our bearings. So this is going to be the fourth vision or night vision that Zechariah has. The first was a vision of horses. The second was a vision of four horns and four craftsmen. Yesterday's vision was of a measuring line. And today the vision is of the high priest. And Joshua, the high priest, is going to stand before the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord is going to give him clean garments in exchange for his filthy ones. Now the high priest represented the people before God. So his garments were filthy were representative, we think, of the nation's sin. But the Lord is removing his guilt. And so with that, we'll read Zechariah chapter 3. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?" Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, "Take off his filthy clothes." Then he said to Joshua, "See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you." Then I said, "Put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him, while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. "This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you will walk in obedience to me and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts. And I will give you a place among these standing here. Listen, High Priest Joshua, you and your associates seated before you, who are men symbolic of things to come. I am going to bring my servant, the branch. See the stone I have set in front of Joshua. There are 7 eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty. And I will remove the sin of the land in a single day. In that day, each of you will invite your neighbor to sit under your vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. In Zechariah here, did you hear that language, that prophetic language about our Lord? He speaks of the one to come as the branch, which I think he's talking about Zerubbabel in the present tense, but more on a more grand scale, he's talking about the Messiah who is to come. "I'm going to bring my servant, the branch." Listen at verse 9 again. "See the stone I have set in front of Joshua." Remember that verse that Jesus quotes when he says, "The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone," or the capstone. That is from the Psalms. It is quoted by Jesus from the Psalms to say, "I am the stone whom other people rejected. I am the Messiah that is to come, the one who is going to help put all of these pieces together. I am the one who has come to be the fulfillment of all of these prophecies that you see throughout the Old Testament." It's really exciting for me to see this prophecy, and it's all associated with the fact that the Lord is going to come, and he is going to be the high priest who ultimately is going to be sinless. He doesn't need to have his garments changed because he is our sinless Savior, and his sacrifice on our behalf is a perfect one. And so with that thought in mind, would you pray with me as we thank our Lord and Savior for what he has done for us? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your perfect life, which you have laid down on our behalf. Thank you, Lord, that you are the stone that the builders rejected, but you are the perfect capstone. You are the fitting piece that brings together all this prophetic language from the Old Testament. And you still, even though you're so grand and so important, you are also our friend and our shepherd. And so, Lord, would you continue to conform us to your image? Would you help us to walk with you today by your Spirit? And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.